Surviving Picasso, starring Anthony Hopkins, is the latest film from Birch and Ivory Productions. The story covers the 10-year relationship between Picasso and Francoise Jalot, who was 40 years his junior. Film critic John Powers says the filmmakers may have gotten Picasso's story right, but they don't capture the appeal of the man.
When the public is asked to name a 20th century artist, the most common reply is always Picasso, a man renowned both for his painting and his billy goat sexual appetite. Picasso went through women as other men go through bottles of wine, leaving them empty, if not broken. There was one exception. Her name was Francoise Gillot, and she's the heroine of Surviving Picasso, an embarrassingly trivial new movie about what it meant to love the great Pablo. The young British actress Natasha McElhone plays Francoise, an art student who meets the 63-year-old Picasso in Nazi-occupied Paris. Swept away by his charm and her own desire to be a painter, she becomes his mistress, supplanting his current lover, Dora Maar, who's nicely played by Julianne Moore. Francoise joins the long line of women destined to be Picasso's bedmate, muse, and victim. She's initially thrilled just to bask in his affection and orbit his genius. But over the next decade, as she bears two of his children, she discovers that he's something of a sacred monster who uses everyone around him, then casts them aside when they stop serving his needs. Surviving Picasso was made by producer Ismail Merchant and director James Ivory, a team best known for its adaptations of novels like Howard's End. They've recently begun doing movies about historical figures, and the results can only be termed disastrous. Last year's Jefferson in Paris turned Thomas Jefferson into a waxwork dummy whose major accomplishment seems to have been sleeping with one of his slaves. Here they treat Picasso as a sexist clown, and Francoise is the heroine of a harlequin romance. Her story has a laughably breathless tone, as when she first tells her grandmother, played by Joan Plowright, that she's moving in with Picasso.
He's had 100 lives already, and the whole world knows how many women he's destroyed. I couldn't bear it for you, darling.
Do you really think I'd let myself be destroyed by a man, even if he is Picasso?
Well, I don't understand you. It's going against nature. You are so young, and he's old. It's as if you've taken a wrong turning.
No. For the first time, I feel that everything is right, that I'm turned in the right direction. I'm sure. I'm so sure. I've never been so sure of anything in my whole life.
Oh, then it doesn't matter what I say. Except I love you. And whatever happens, I love you.
Good night.
Don't go and live with him, Francoise. Remember, these years won't come back again. If you waste them, they're gone.
Movies about artists are hard to pull off because the essential thing, artistic inspiration, is the one thing that's impossible to film. It's invisible. What is visible is the external reality of an artist's life. Thus, the recent film Basquiat is far more about the workings of the 80s art world than Jean-Michel Basquiat's inner life or his work. And the same is true of Surviving Picasso, which is ultimately little more than gossip, swaddled in a veil of high-mindedness. A marvelous actor, Anthony Hopkins would seem perfect for showing us the boundlessly creative Picasso, who liked to compare himself to a minotaur, half man, half bull. But Hopkins hasn't been allowed to capture his character's animal ferocity or his brilliant, terrifying grandeur. We learn even less about Francoise Gillot, who spends the whole movie either beaming or frowning at Picasso's antics. She's a cipher. Although this is really her story, we never learn her deepest feelings, how she behaves with her children, or how she develops as an artist. If Surviving Picasso has a point, it's the familiar one that genius and virtue are not the same thing. You can be simultaneously a great artist and a truly rotten human being. Yet it also shows, perhaps unwittingly, that time is kinder to genius than to virtue. Although Gillot is an admirable woman, the only reason anyone still cares about her story is for the light it sheds on the man who changed the way that we all look at the world. What truly survives Picasso is not the gossip about his bad behavior, but the art that this movie ignores.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.